Hello, you're listening to the Bonded Books podcast, where we discuss books, fight over book boyfriends, and the lack of filter is a family trait. If you're lucky, you might even hear one of our dogs barking in the background. Because hey, if we have to deal with them, then so do you. We hope to dazzle you with our discussion while not being hurtful to the authors we feature. Success not guaranteed. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I am got everything together. Then I was like, oh, I forgot something. I got up and left. And then I had to get everything together again. And little Boo Boo insisting on sitting on my lap.
Aw, adorable.
He is adorable. How you been? Did you get any rest at all yesterday?
Sort of. I've just been like, go, go, go. I feel like for the last like 3 weeks and It's crazy. So and it's not going to level off anytime soon. We're about to go out of town. That's going to be hectic. So it's just a lot. I need like 3 days of fucking nothing on my schedule. That's what I need.
Yeah, I need to warn people that if you are a type A personality and you overschedule and you go, 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 go and keep adding to your plate, at some point your body's going to crap out and make you rest. That's what happened to me. And your body's just going to say, no, I'm going to put you flat on your back for a while and you're going to rest.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping it'll calm down soon now that the end of the school year is done. So the kid stuff is kind of tapering off.
Mm-hmm. I just think of all that stress as a gigantic cortisol dump in your brain, which is really super bad for your immune system and your brain. So yeah, I worry about you. You need to pace yourself.
I'm not stressed. I'm just annoyed. I just don't like having shit to do.
Yeah, I could tell. Last time I saw you, I'm like, is it the general situation that's annoying you or is it me? I never know.
Yeah, I just need to have like no plans. Just let me be a house plant or an cat or something. Just let me do whatever the fuck I want to do, which is probably nothing for about 3 hours straight and I'll be happy.
Well, probably 3 days straight. What are you talking about? Yeah. World's spinning too fast nowadays. Thank God I do nothing. I got up. Yesterday I worked on my dolls. I worked in the garden. I roasted some chicken. I did laundry. I started folding my fabric up because it was a big heap of mess. And I folded it up and organized it a little bit. I'm like, oh. I only have half the fabric that I thought I had because I had it thrown everywhere. I have multiple baskets with different fabric in it for making those dolls and animals for the kids. And I was like, I actually have an empty basket.
Oh, no.
No. I'm not going to fill it up. I got to make a dent in what I have.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
So are you ready to chit-chat about this book?
Yes. This is your favorite person. So yes, I'm ready.
It is my favorite person. Did you see her post the other day?
I always stalk her on social media. No pun intended.
No, yeah. She's so freaking cute.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. I hope it sounds like things are better for her, and I'm glad for that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, I just lost my internet connection to you. So hold on one second. I got to open this up again. Well, you know what? Hold on.
Okay.
Well, it's weird because when I do that, I lose my notes. Why is this happening? Okay, never mind. I'm just going to use my Kindle. Good old Kindle. Okay, so okay. I'm excited to talk to you about this book.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. You want to introduce it?
Well, since my notes closed, I can't, so you do it.
Okay.
Piece of crap.
Okay, so 1 second.
Oh, wait, it just opened. So the book we're going to talk about today is called Fasslander Fury. It is book one in the Fasslander series by T.S. Joyce. And this is the new series she's working on. So there's not a whole lot of books out in this series. I think there's two.
Yes. Oh, no, don't cry.
I hear the kitties crying.
Oh, well, hold on. Okay, babe. Don't stop that. Oh, geez. He's so...
Was that bear or the cat?
No, that was Zink.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
He just wants out. He likes being in the room, but he doesn't like having the door closed. So he was crying to say, like, let me out of the room. I want to go now.
That's funny because when I have my door closed, because you never know what's going to happen with the dogs, they want to come in. And so I left... Well, I had the door open today while I was setting everything up, and they came in for 2 minutes. They looked around and they left. I'm like, okay, whatever works, whatever gets you the hell out of here.
The cats will do that too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's chat about this book because I love me some T.S. Joyce books and always looking forward to a new storyline that she has going since I think I've read everything of hers.
Which is a lot. She's got a shit ton of books out.
Yeah, I've read a shit ton of them.
Yes.
Trust me.
She has well over 100. And then I think in this series, so this is a return to the Damon's Mountains series. And I think this series is a bunch of interconnected series, part of the bigger overall Damon's Mountains series. I want to say probably... Rough guess has at least 50 books just in this series itself.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, because we have multiple generation stories happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is about one of the kids of the original people or groups that lives on Damon's Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Damon is a dragon shifter that... He purchased all this land on the mountain and he lets shifters live there. It's kind of a respite for them to get away from, you know, human beings, because we all suck. We know.
Right. And because he's a dragon, he's kind of protective overall of everyone on the mountain. So even though you have different crews with different alphas, he's kind of the godfather of everybody. Fairy godfather. Yeah,
it's almost like the people that are under his protection are almost like his horde. He hoards shifters, and they're his to protect.
Right.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Go ahead. You start, babe.
Okay. So the chapter one opens with Gunner. He's our male main character. He's trying to ride his motorcycle away from Damon's Mountains, but he can't seem to get past the city of Saratoga. His grizzly bear just won't let him leave the territory that he's claimed. And he is actually at a gas station filling up his motorcycle when he overhears someone in a truck at a nearby pump talking on the phone. And he's talking about tracking her. And she's wearing those shorts that you hate and things like that. So the guy on the phone is obviously following a woman, and Gunner can see in the convenience store at the gas station who he's talking about. And I got to say, we're only a few pages in and I'm already kind of falling in love with him because I'm a sucker for when the animal overtakes the human side. It's just so insistent.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, he Gunner doesn't like himself. He did something. He thinks he's a danger to other shifters, and as much as he wants to leave, his bearer is being weird and won't let him leave because this woman at the gas station is being watched and he doesn't like it. He keeps saying, this isn't my problem. And the bear, he's like having a conversation with the bear. And the bear says, are you going to save her? And it says, Gunner slid off his motorcycle. And the bear says, kill him then. See if I care. Maybe Damon will finally be pushed into putting me down. So something's going on where he thinks he should be put down. His bear's making him go help this woman. He's like, fine, I'll go help her. But if I kill this guy, you know, basically it's the bear's fault. But he's going to go do it.
Right. And so he goes into the convenience store, and I liked their first interaction with one another. She says to him, I like your bike. And he just responds, you shouldn't talk to strangers, he growled. Her eyes yeah. went wide at the sound of his voice. She shrank back and dropped her gaze. Submissive.
Yeah, I loved it too.
And Gunner ends up making the stalker guy regret all of his life choices. And I thought it was hot as hell.
Yeah, it was.
He just ends up saying, fuck it. If a guy named Damon calls here asking about this, just tell him it's exactly who he thinks it is. And he goes up to the truck. The guy in the driver's seat isn't wearing a seatbelt. And so it says, Gunner didn't bother with opening the door. He reached in, grabbed him by the front of his shirt, and yanked that man out through the open window.
I also highlighted that. What is it about bad boys motorcycle riding protectiveness that just makes them so hot?
I think I like Gunner because he's one of those bad boy for you, like I'll be your monster. Yeah. Kind of characters. Yeah.
After he grabs the guy and pulls him out, he turns to Haley and says, do you know him? And she's like stuttering and goes, I don't know. And he explains to her, well, he was talking on the phone to somebody about your clothes. Who would hate those shorts you're wearing? And she freaks out because she knows immediately who it is.
So I actually thought that she was a shifter because she was so missive, because when he says, you know him, Gunner asked Haley, who was standing up on the sidewalk, hunched in on herself like she was trying to make herself small. And then it says, stand up straight, he barked, and with a whimper, she did. So I actually thought that she was also a shifter, but she's not. She's just a human.
I also thought she was a shifter at first, but no, she's not. She's just a human.
So Gunner's getting a little too aggressive with the stalker guy. Haley ends up tasering Gunner to make it so that he doesn't go so far and actually kill this guy.
That was hilarious.
He's only slightly fazed by getting tasered, and he tells her to check her car for a tracking device. And she ends up asking him to leave before the cops arrive because she doesn't want him to get in trouble. And he does. And then I liked this quote. It says, for him, his bear didn't get pulled off any prey for any reason. But that little woman, that little human, could give him a little tase and tell him to leave. And all of a sudden, his body was in control.
So funny.
Just a little tase.
Just a little tase. I lost my spot, so go ahead.
Okay, so it turns out that Hallie's ex-boyfriend is a controlling asshole who has upped the ante to stalker status. This guy in the car was not her ex, but he's somebody that the ex hired to find her. She ends up ditching her car at the police station because she is kind of doing a follow-up report with them and she's worried about the tracker. She has her cousin Corey pick her up. Corey ended up being a huge favorite of mine. She's fucking hilarious in the story.
She is hilarious.
And unfortunately for Haley, she has a very typical interaction with the police, where essentially the police say they can't help her with her stalker situation until he actually does something to her, which is horrifying in its truth, because this is actually what happens.
It is what happens. It makes me really upset. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they can't do anything. At least go over and talk to the person. I've lost people to domestic violence. And it's like, you can't just say, oh, he's got to do something. I'll do something. I'll put a bullet through his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
So Hallie doesn't tell the cops about the biker hero because she's kind of trying to protect him. And she's talking to her cousin about it. And she says, the growl in his chest was so loud and constant. And when he flipped his visor up, I could see his eyes. And then Corey says, hot. And Hallie says, terrifying. One was silver like mercury, and one was ice blue, glowing like a demon's eyes. And they were empty. I stopped him.
And yeah, Corey's like, stopped him from what? Killing that man. And Corey's like, why would you do that? If you wanted to get rid of your problem, let him.
Right. Corey seems a little more in on shifters and shifter politics than Haley is. And she ends up asking her cousin, did he look back? So Hallie just kind of looks at her and goes, why? And Corey says, just curious.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, he looked back and I waved and he sped off on his bike.
Mm-hmm. And Corey also suggests that Hallie ask the biker to bite her so she can get an animal of her own and be strong. That way her ex, Derek, can't fuck with her anymore. And she says, perhaps I could bake him something as a thank you at the very least. Or what? Empty out your life savings and offer to pay him for a bite. Corey? She goes, what?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you haven't thought about it.
I love that suggestion. You're right. Corey doesn't give two fucks. She just wants her cousin to be safe. And if she did have an animal, she literally could just rip the person to shreds when he came at her again.
Right. So then the next chapter is Gunner is actually there and he's watching from the shadows. Hallie and Corey leave the police station. This was actually kind of cute, not the scary stalking that we don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He goes to her car. Of course, she hasn't even fucking locked it. He finds the tracker and he rips it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he thinks. When he finds the tracker, it says, he considered crushing it, but on second thought, he shoved it into his pocket. Let that motherfucker stalk him now. See where it got him. An early grave, likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that night, Hallie can't sleep because she keeps thinking about the hot-ass biker shifter guy. And she gets kind of on the computer, finds some of his info, because, of course, shifters have to register. And she ends up messaging, asking for a meetup. And so it says that his name is Gunner Walker. He's 35, unmated, unpaired, recently let go from the Warlander crew, Lone Grizzly, no current crew, Grizzly Shifter, dangerous, not suitable for pairing at this time.
Yeah, isn't that crazy how they put all that nice? I wonder what they would say about me. Never suitable for pairing. Mm-hmm. Try at your own risk.
And so her message is basically asking him to meet her at the bar tonight at 8. She'll bring him some cookies as a thank you. And so in the meantime, that day, Gunner goes to talk to somebody that we know from other book series here that, like it said earlier, the Warlander crew. Mm-hmm. So he goes to talk to Bash Kane because Bash is good with computers or the technology, and he wants Bash to figure out about the tracker thing. But before he can talk to Bash, he ends up talking to Beeston's daughter. And we know Beeston. He's a well-known character from earlier. Mm-hmm. Her name is Lucia Novak. She is a seer like Beeston, and she tells Gunner, I've seen what you can do. And he responds, destroy? And she says, yes, but there are two kinds of destruction for bad and destruction for good. Prove me right, Gunner. prove that my faith in you isn't wasted.
Yeah. That's all I can say.
And he does end up talking to Bash, asking him to look into the tracker. But then that night, he doesn't end up showing up at the bar. So Hallie's kind of sitting there for a while with the cookies, kind of sad. She ends up leaving. Corey's giving her a ride because, of course, she's still not using her car. But then Gunnar ends up showing up on what I'm calling his motorized steed.
Yes, it is.
He takes her to his old work site, mentions that he got fired, and also casually drops all of Derek's information about, you know, kind of like, I know who this guy is. I could kill him for you if you want.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's so wrong, but it's so hot.
Well, that's just how the shifters do it.
Yeah, it is. It's black and white with them.
Mm-hmm. And so this chapter gives us a lot of good background on why he left the crew that he was in, and also why Derek is such an asshole, and she's essentially on the run in hiding from him. And she says, essentially, that she's going to have to leave again soon. And they end up having one night of recklessness together, kind of with the understanding, like, no strings attached, like, we'll just, like, do this, get it out of our system. We're both hot messes.
Yeah.
I love how she kind of, like, broaches the subject. She goes, want to make bad decisions together? And he says, like, what? She pointed to the big machine. We can make out in that tractor. And he says, it's not a tractor. And also, you shouldn't want to make out with someone who just admitted they burned their crew's houses.
Yeah.
But, of course, he agrees, because how can he resist her? And I love this because he says, oh, little human. He rumbles next to her ear as he pulled her in by her throat. All you have to do is exist now. I'll make you forget it all.
Yeah, please do.
I think that he's kind of the perfect combo of the growly, protective, but also super sweet. He ends up telling her kind of a lot of their interactions end with the same line. He says, stay one more day. And she says, and then what? And he says, and then we'll see. Because he doesn't actually want her to leave. He's kind of getting attached himself.
Sure. And I'm sure his bear doesn't want her to leave.
Right. Yeah. And I think Hallie's pretty funny. She tells him, I'll tell my therapist all about you. She'll probably tell me to run, and I'll ignore her sage advice. I can say with confidence that so far, you are my favorite mistake. See you soon.
I love that. I don't know how she writes these books that are just so freaking funny.
Mm-hmm. And they are super cute together. I have a lot of interactions highlighted. Like this one, she tells him, your bear sounds like a troublemaker. And he says, his nickname is Fury. And she responds, okay, that's a hot boy nickname. And then he just laughs at her and says, your instincts are broken.
Yeah, I can relate.
Uh-huh. And then she says, see you real soon, Furry. And he just responds, it's Fury. And
what chapter are you on?
Chapter 10. I liked this quote too. She says, I guess yesterday and today were the happiest days I've had in a long time. It's been nice. It's also been terrifying. It'll end, and I'll have to go back to making myself numb and not connecting with people and running and always feeling like a burden and feeling like I'm nothing. This would have been easier if you just didn't show up last night. Now I'll have to put myself back in the cage and it'll hurt. And she's actually crying when she does it. So she's wiping out her tears. And she says, I don't really like feeling like I'm in a cage.
Yeah, it's so sad because she feels like all she can do is run to hide from this ex of hers. And she's finally connected to someone she thinks is a good person and will protect her. But she doesn't want to put her cousin in danger. She doesn't want to bring trouble to him or his people. So she just thinks, I have to go.
especially because Derek is dangerous and she doesn't want him to like mess with her cousin, right? So she's sad, but also like trying to be protective of her cousin. I liked this. I thought this was super cute and kind of romantic. It says he gives her a bike helmet. And so he flipped her visor down, gripped her helmet under the chin, and angled her head up. He pressed his helmet to hers like a kiss, and her knees locked. That was so cute.
Mm, it was very cute.
And then at one point, he becomes like a possessive hot boy, even more so than usual, because they're having some sort of like sexy times. And he had set up a camera to record them. And it says, his rumbled words of encouragement about what a good girl she was for taking all of him made her feel like a goddess. And then a little bit later in that interaction, he says, if your ex ever messages you again, you can respond with that.
Oh, yeah. Like, if anything, is to talk about pouring some gas on the fire.
Right. He's just like, this is my woman. I'm going to protect her. So a little bit later in the story, she does kind of convince him to apologize to his last crew and try to mend those bridges. And she goes with him. It's kind of cute. Doesn't go fantastic, but it's not horrible. He ends up asking her to stay one more day, which is a cute little theme, like I said, in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at chapter 12, and we're getting sort of the end of the book drama. Derek has been sending threatening letters and even posting cryptic shit on his social media about getting his girl back and missing her and all this stuff. Gunnar ends up realizing that something is happening with her. So he goes to her house, but only Corey is there. Corey, of course, kind of botches things, causes a little bit of a misunderstanding about that whole paying for a bite comment suggestion she had earlier in the story.
Oh, right.
And so this kind of worried me, actually, because it stuns him because he's never heard this before. So it says, Hallie, the woman he wanted, the woman he was falling for, she wanted to pay for his bite. That's why he swallowed hard. That's why she was spending time with him. So I was like, oh, shit, is he actually not going to rescue her because he's worried that she's using him?
Yeah, he feels betrayed. I'm like, don't, please go to the source. Don't listen to other people. Go to the source and clarify.
Right. So I was actually a little nervous here, thinking maybe he wouldn't help her. Hallie ends up meeting Derek at a public place. Their interaction doesn't go great. She goes to get in her car to leave. She ends up getting kidnapped while she's in the car, taken to a cabin in the woods. Gunnar does show up and rescue her, thank God.
Yes.
But my note is that he promptly fucks right off after she is safe. And he finally gets further than Saratoga on his journey away from Damon's Mountains. And so we're pretty far into the book and it's not going well for the two of them, actually.
Yeah. I'm like, what? This doesn't happen normally.
Mm-hmm. But I did fall in love with Lucia a little bit for this portion.
Oh, yeah.
It says, he flipped over the phone, and the first text message that came through said, you're an asshole. It was from Lucia. She sent him the same text every day at the same time, as if she had an alarm set to remind her to ruin his day.
I thought that's a great idea.
Right. I could totally see her doing that. Just set a task for every day on the phone.
Yeah, I'll have to file that away for just in case I need that at some point.
So Gunnar does a little bit of social media, checking on Hallie, realizes that he fucked up big, finally returns to town. Turns out Damon's Mountains is expanding. Damon is trying to expand his territory, which hasn't happened, like, ever.
Right.
And he actually wants Gunnar to alpha a new crew in the expanded territory. And my note here is, the scream I scrumped when I saw that this was going to be a huge return to the OG Damon's Mountains series. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, she had to do something because she'd already blown through a lot of characters from Damon's Mountain and the children of the characters on Damon Mountain. But every book, even though it takes place on Damon's Mountain and then it starts expanding, it's not like it's good in and of itself. All of these characters have their own personalities. It's not like you're reading the same thing over and over again. It's just a different shifter. And that's what I really like about her books.
Right. Yeah, that's actually what I have for my note when we talk about the rating, something that I really like about how she writes.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So essentially, the book ends with that same cute little thing about stay one more day.
Yeah.
Adorable. So apparently he's going to be the alpha of a new crew, which essentially must have been why he was having so many issues with his last crew, because he was not the alpha of the last crew, and maybe he was too dominant to stay there.
Yeah, I think that's why also.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to give your rating first?
Sure. I know this is a huge surprise, but I absolutely loved this book. I would give it a 5 wet panties. He was super hot. Haley was super hot. Them together were super hot. I loved the side characters, meaning her cousin, and when they met with Bash, because Bash was always a super interesting character to me. He's so different and odd, but invaluable and wise. It's crazy. So his book was fascinating. Anyway, I really love them together. Her cousin is freaking hilarious. I would highly recommend this book. And I was pleasantly surprised because, like I said, I've read almost all her books and I was so disappointed that I read them all because I'm like, what am I going to do now? Because I always have a book of hers on the back burner while I'm reading other things for this podcast. And I couldn't be more thrilled that she is going to be doing a new series and continuing the storyline. What do you think?
So I think, yeah, I would give this like 4.5 wet panties. And I'll explain why.
That's fine.
So I thought it was super hot and a romantic story. I read it super quickly and I actually like devoured book 2 as soon as I finished book 1.
I did too.
Okay, so I think I'd like Corey a little bit more, or Corey's book a little bit more.
I did too. I'm like, book 2 is even better than book 1. She is hilarious.
Right. Corey's hilarious. I liked her and her mate together. But I also liked seeing Gunner and Hallie in book 2 and what's happening with the crew and like the foundation for that. So I would probably give book 2 a higher rating, but not by much. Like, they're both really, really good.
I agree.
I loved the two main characters in this book. I like that he's a flawed alpha and the start of a new crew. My note is that it feels comforting almost. Like, we know all these characters from Damon's Mountains. We've kind of been here before with the alpha and the start of the new crew. But it also feels fresh and new. And I would highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah, the only bummer is that book 3 isn't out. I'm like, oh God, I hate that.
Right. Yeah, book 3 is not out, but I'm actually excited to kind of see where it goes, because he's going to have we meet a bunch of the crew members, potential crew members in book 2. And I feel like there's a lot of things that can happen in Damon's Mountain series now.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that, because I think Damon's Mountain was my favorite, you know, all the stories within the Damon Mountain umbrella I can't even say they're my favorite. I love all her books. Anyway, highly recommend.
Right, me too. So, yeah, check that book out. Obviously, check her out because we like her stuff. And then, before I get too distracted with what we're currently reading, I'll just announce the next book is Single Daddy Bear Next Door by Harmony Raines, an author I've never heard of before. But this book had some pretty good ratings, so I'm hoping it's a good book.
Me too. So what are you reading now?
Let me check. One second. Okay, book two, Corey's book, is called, come on, Fastlander Fallen. So if anybody wants to check that one out, and like all of her books, they're all on KU. So I read that one. Then I also read Her Orc Blacksmiths by Zoe Ashwood. That's part of the Black Bear Clan series. And I just read all of her books as they release because I'm a big fan of that series from her.
Yeah, I like it too. What's it called?
Her Orc Blacksmiths.
Oh, okay.
So it's two orcs and one human female. And I tried reading this book, I think I mentioned in the last podcast, from Amy Kuvalainen, something she had re-released. It was called The Immortal City. I kind of put it down and walked away. It was not really keeping my attention. So, and it was part of a trilogy. I'm like, I don't know if I want to read three books with these characters. I wasn't like really feeling it. So I might try it again at some other time. And so right now I'm actually reading something super random. I started it last night. I think this was like an Amazon recommended for you based on other things. Anyways, never heard of this author, but the book is called Serpent's Touch by Marina Simcoe.
Okay.
And so it says it's River of Mists World series. I guess it's part of this author's like interconnected series. And so it's set in circus menagerie setting. And the guy love interest is one of the creatures that the circus owner has in captivity. And he is a gorgon, like Medusa. Was it Gorgon?
Oh, okay.
So I'm really, really not far into it at all. The female love interest has seen or found out that this guy is being hidden in the menagerie, being held captive. He's refusing to be part of the menagerie for the circus owner. And she's basically punishing him and making him stay in captivity until he agrees to be one of the circus acts, one of the oddities on her display.
I don't like it.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to like it either. The cover was really cool, though, and it's different. So I'm like, it was on KU. I'll just try it, see if I like it. I don't know if I will. So that's what I'm currently reading. What about you?
I actually have read a couple of books. I think I told you that I finished the Legend of Ambria series by Kenley Davidson, and I immediately started the new series about the Night Elves. I finished the book In Darkness Forge, which is book one in the Night Elves of Ambria by Kenley Davidson. And then I also read, where's book two? I read the second book in that series, which was also really good. And then I'm waiting. Oh, the second book is called By Blood Oath Bound, which is also the Night Elf series. And then book three is supposed to come out. It doesn't come out until 2025. That's like a world away.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks. The next book that's coming out in the T.S. Joyce book in the Fastlander series, book three, called Fastlander Fidelity, is not coming out. Well, it's supposed to come out this month. So today is the 10th. So hurry up there. I can't wait to read it. I'm also reading You know, I texted one of the authors and she was talking about all her books. And I'm like, excuse me, but I have already read all your books. Could you please write a little faster? And she actually texted me back and said, I'm trying. Just give me a minute. I'm like, okay. I'm currently reading another T.S. Joyce book, which I think is one of her older books. It's called Wolf Bride. It's book one in the Shifter Romance book series. That is different because I think it's one of her first books. I'm not sure, but there's a couple of different books in that series. So I did find a series of hers that I can possibly read because I jones for her books to read them. I also started listening to Bridgerton. I'm having horrible problems with Hoopla, the Hoopla app. The Hoopla app updated and then my phone updated. And ever since that happened, and I've even Googled, how do I fix this, and tried everything they said. But ever since that happened, whenever I'm listening to an audiobook, it cuts out and it starts all over again from the beginning. And I'm like, oh my God, what chapter was I on? So then I have to go through the chapters. It's quite annoying. So I finally finished listening to J.R. Ward book called Lover Enshrined, which is Fury's book. So I finished that. And then I started listening to an audiobook called Bridgerton Prequels Collection. Have you heard of that?
No, it's a... like short stories or what is it?
It's a bunch of prequels. Hmm. I started listening to it. I'm like, I'm very confused. I don't know. The characters are not the same. I don't know what's happening. I thought it was going to be like the audiobook of Bridgerton, but it's the prequel. So maybe that's why. Oh, and then also I really almost stopped breathing a couple of times because they're doing auditions for the J.R. Ward Black Dagger Brotherhood series. They've started an open audition for that. And I'm like, oh my God.
I saw that on her social media.
Well, I was bummed because you're supposed to be able to click on something and read what they're auditioning with or something. And myself and a few other people were posting that we weren't able to open it. I'm very concerned about who they're going to cast. I'm very, very concerned. And of course, people are nominating who they think. And it's really concerning. I read this one post about who they're casting where this one woman was saying, oh, they better not. This is how I imagine this person, and they better not use this kind of person for that. And I'm like, my post was, who the hell cares as long as they're hot and they're good? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, several people felt the same way. They're like, it's a fantasy. It can be whoever the hell they want it to be.
My favorite part about the post about the open casting call is minimum height requirement, 6 feet, 1 inches tall.
I'm like, well, that's kind of short. Oh my God. So funny.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know how long this is going to take. I can't wait. But every time I see a post about it, I was like, oh my God. I don't know why I'm so, I just love that whole series.
Mm-hmm.
As you well know.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for book one for the audiobook from the library. I'm going to try listening to them because you said the narrator's really good.
The narrator is good. Oh, and going back to the audiobook about the Bridgerton prequel, it's pretty funny because the people that are narrating the book are the same people that narrated, what was that series that I've listened to a million times that you're like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe you're listening to that again. The Wallflower series and all of that.
Yeah, the Lisa Kleypas books.
Lisa Kleypas books. It's the same narrators. I'm like, oh, this feels so familiar.
Oh, weird. Huh, what a small world.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay, well, when I finally get that audiobook from the library, I'll let you know.
Oh, that's the other thing is I am still waiting for that stupid audiobook, the second book in the, what's that? God, I can't remember shit anymore. It's just really disheartening. The
Fourth Wing series.
Yeah, so I started reading it, The Iron Flame.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did because I'm like, there's so much shit I'm forgotten because I'm waiting so long for the audiobook. I guess because I didn't read the first book. I didn't know if I'd like it or not because isn't it a young adult book?
I don't know how they absolutely not.
Oh, it's not.
No. There's nothing young adult about this.
Well, I don't think anything happened in the first book. Did anything happen in the first thing? See, I don't remember.
Oh, so things like, definitely happened.
I'm going to have to reread it. Right. Yeah, so I started the second book, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I've started the second book. I'm not waiting anymore. God knows when I'm going to get it.
Yeah, that is the downside about waiting for series like that from the library. If you have to wait a long time, I would absolutely forget a lot of things in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm like, and I don't know why, but I wake up in the middle of the night. I am the worst. I'm my own worst enemy. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, why can't I remember the name of the main characters in the last book I read? And then I will stay awake, half asleep, with my brain like a hamster on a wheel turning throughout the night, trying to remember the name of whatever I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That never happens to you?
No.
Oh, God, people, somebody out there, please tell me it also happens to you.
Oh, I'm sure it happens to other people, but I'm not stressing. I don't really stress over anything in general, but I'm definitely not stressing in the middle of the night for random shit like that.
When you get old and you start to worry about your memory, that's when I start stressing about it. Okay. I'm like, I can't remember that. What is happening? Like the other day I was talking to my therapist and I was talking to her about all the things that I did with Pat. I was so exhausted when Pat left and I could not for the life of me remember what we did the second day. You know how we did something every day? It was only 3 days prior, and I could not, it was a total blank. I tried to reach into my brain, could not find even a hint of what we did. And whenever that happens, I instantly start to panic, which makes it even worse. I can't remember. And then I finally, when I got off, she's like, you need to talk to your doctor and maybe a neurologist. I'm like, I'm not going through that again. I am not going through that again. And as soon as I got off the video appointment with her, I'm like, oh, we went to Old Town.
Yeah. See, it'll come to you eventually.
I don't know how much of it is, you know, me getting older or remembering that I'm always going to have chronic fatigue, the curse that keeps on giving for the rest of my life, and the ability to form short-term memories is very hard when you have it.
Well, didn't you say that you also have ADHD?
Yes, I do.
Which I have heard is very common association with memory issues.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a relief because names are the worst. Names are absolutely the worst for me. But yeah, as your daughter so lovingly told me, what isn't wrong with you? She's right. What isn't wrong with me? Like, oh, so it hits so close to home. But yeah, that would be good to know. And I've never had anybody say that to me, that that's part of the reason.
Yeah, it says ADHD can affect memory in a number of ways, including working memory, short-term memory, and long-term memory.
Oh, so I'm just screwed in general. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's like all these tricks on like, how to kind of help with your memory or whatever, but whatever. I have heard that for ADHD.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, maybe I'll talk to the doctor about it. So yeah, that's it. Today I'm going to have a doctor's appointment, of course, because, you know, when don't I? And then I'm going to keep working on the dolls I'm making. What about you? What are you doing today? Packing?
Yeah, I'm going to take the kids to the mall. We're going to look for some shorts for them and make sure, you know, they have bathing suits and all this stuff. It's supposed to be hot fuck while we're up there.
Really?
So I'm really a little nervous. Let me actually look at the weather right now.
Maybe there's air conditioning in the place you're staying, I hope.
I doubt it. So it says Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be 95 degrees.
Oh my God.
Right. So we're going to be fucking hot as hell and miserable.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be there with you. Maybe you should just get in your car at some point, drive to a hotel where they have air conditioning in the civilized world, for the love of God.
Right. If it's bad enough, we might have to do that. So anyway, so we're going to run some errands. I'm going to start cleaning the house, making sure we have everything together. Because, yeah, we leave in a few days. So I gotta, you know, that's why we're recording early. Fortunately, we both had finished the story early enough so we could record before I go out of town, because I'm actually going to be out of town when this episode releases.
I read this book so long ago, I had to go back through last night and reread all my notes because I'm like, oh my God, that's the problem for me with the 2 week in between. I'm like, I'm going to forget what we talked about or need to talk about.
Well, I forget a book as soon as I finish reading it. So,
okay, good. Well, I don't feel bad.
No, I'm on like my fourth book since I finished this one. So I'm right there with you.
Okay, good. All right, then I won't stress. Thank God. Since you're so normal, you're my barometer of when I should panic.
Okay, well, I never panic, so I don't know if I'm a good barometer.
But that's good. You shouldn't panic.
Yeah.
Very deep breaths.
Yep.
Well, for sure, text me from your trip and let me know how you're doing, because I'll be thinking about you and wondering how it's going. Remember, your grandmother used to say, just smile them to death. Try to be pleasant. Like, yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure I'll text you when I'm melting.
Okay. And if they have horses, please send me pictures. I love horses.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool. I don't know if they do, but that would be cool to see.
All right.
All right. Well, have a good day.
You too, babe.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bonded Books Podcast. You can rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Our email is bondedbookspodcast@gmail.com. And check the show notes for a link to all of our social media.